Mary Beth Smith, are you here?
I am here.
Mary Beth, you may have seen her on stage with an Interlock before. She'll be joining us for the next Interlock show officially.
Thank you. I'm really excited for this and for Cinco de Bilbo. Cool. So, Crime and Punishment. I may look like an unassuming, innocent ginger, but let me tell you, I've got a rabble-rousing streak in me. And also, let's be honest, the words innocent and ginger probably don't belong so close together. I think being such a well-mannered and well-behaved child, mostly because I truly didn't have that many friends and didn't know who I was until late in my high school experience, built up so much rebellion inside of me that I've been forced to expel it all in my late teens and early 20s. While I was in college, I had many a near scrape with the campus police, FUPO, as we ridiculously shorten their title, or Furman University police officers for normal humans who actually use their words to describe things. Being a member of my college improv team and an active participant in many productions with the theater department led to so many reasons to party. Opening nights, closing nights, Tuesday nights. Guys, it was great. You name it. Unfortunately, I went to a school that had a dry campus. So, our party habits and general ruckus was usually a beacon of trouble, ripe for being busted by FUPO. The first of these nights is affectionately named Tate Hit the Woods. Because, ere though everyone at the party bailed out of the back door of the on-campus apartment littered with beer cans when FUPO knocked on the front door, our dear friend John Tate was the only one who decided that instead of, ducking out of sight by the back door or casually walking through the parking lot, that the best and most irreproachable method of escape was to sprint across two parking lots to a line of trees that surrounded the apartment buildings. Thus, Tate Hit the Woods was born. Another night included a few students huddled in a shower, a few in a closet, and me huddled in a giant empty trash can on a balcony. Yeah, this time around we weren't on the first floor, so we couldn't just hit the woods. This trash can's usual purpose was to ice kegs. When FUPO came in the door, they asked the only two members of the party who were actually of age why they had gotten such a noise complaint when there were only two people there. They also ducked out onto the balcony and did not realize there was a small ginger hiding in a trash can. my two of age friends kept a good head on their shoulders and kindly explained to the officers that the Clemson game was really close and they were getting really excited about it. The South, where college football is a reason not to get arrested. These fun near misses are two of many. And somehow I left college feeling totally invincible as far as punishment for fun crimes goes. Two of the guys that I had most of these scrapes with, we'll call them Schmakeb and Schmandy. Names changed for protection of privacy. Both live in Chicago. Last summer, a college professor of ours came into town, and the three of us shared many scotches with him downtown until about 3 a.m. Now, the three of us alumni of Furman parted ways with him, but none of us were quite ready to call it a night. Schmandy wanted to scale a building that had a construction scaffold structure right next to it. Schmakeb and I followed suit, as our scotch-addled minds couldn't find any good reason not to. So we slipped in a wide gap in a fence, passing a more than one, I should say, no trespassing signs. And we climbed stories and stories and stories of this construction scaffolding. My hands were sore from all the rungs of the ladders, and I took off my dress shoes that I had been wearing from the improv show that I had had that night. So my feet were sore too, because I'm a dumbass, and I had sneakers in my book bag, but didn't stop long enough to put them on. We got to the top of the building, and the sun was coming up. It was absolutely breathtakingly gorgeous. We were at, like, Grand, right before Navy Pier starts, essentially. So, literally, we could just see the whole lakeshore, and the sun was rising, and Shmakeup was just exuberant, just yelling, like, so excited, and Shmakeup wanted to go up the rest of the scaffold, which was like a crane that kind of hung out over the building, and I was like, no, I like my life. So Shmakeup and Shmandy climbed the crane part of the scaffold, but I stayed down on the roof. All this time, I was taking videos and texting them to my now roommate, who I knew would want to know all parts of this story, and I knew I wouldn't be able to remember everything I would want to tell her. Also, I think at the end of one of the videos, I said something to the effect of, if this is the last time I ever talk to you, at least you know why. The next morning, I woke up to like 1,000 text messages from her. I was like, I'm okay, I'm alive, I'm sorry. So eventually we had to call it a show and climb back down. I still didn't have shoes on. My hands were pretty raw from all of the rungs of the ladder part of the scaffold, but we get to the bottom and there are cops. They definitely saw Shmakeup, so Shmandy and I tried to walk out a different way, and they were like, oh no, we got you guys too, so we just like, stop and turn around and walk back, and Shmandy jumped the fence back out, and Shmakeup and I went back through the opening that we had come in, and the officer was just kind of like, what are you guys doing here, and Shmakeup thought it was hilarious. Aww. He was laughing uncontrollably. To which Shmandy and I were furious. Just like, why are you doing this? This is a terrible reaction. We're like legitimately gonna get arrested. What are you doing? They get handcuffed to the fence. I didn't get handcuffed to the fence. Apparently they did not think I could get away. So he's handcuffing them to the fence, and like another guy is coming for backup because apparently three idiotic mid-20s white people needed more than one cop to be apprehended. So I unzipped my book bag, and I still had shorts and sneakers, so I put them on. And I took my skirt off out from over the shorts, and I put my sneakers on. And the officer kind of looked over at me and was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm just getting comfortable, man. Because I did not know where that day was about to go. So he put me in the back seat of this quad car while he kept Shmakeup and Shmandy with him. And my whole life was flashing before my eyes. I was like, I'm going to go to jail. This is going to be my permanent record. Is that, like, even a thing? I don't know. Like, all of this just, like, reeling. And, like I said, I was a pretty well-behaved kid. Like, this is the first serious thing that had ever happened to me. So, Shmandy joins me in the backseat. Shmakeup is still laughing and being cheeky to police officers who have caught us illegally trespassing. And Andy, oh no. I mean, Shmandy is furious. He's just livid. Shmandy's in the Navy. So he thought that this was going to, like, endanger his entire naval career. So I was mortified for him because I was like, no, what am I going to do? Improv, improv. But, like, he's going to be in the Navy. So Shmandy's furious. We're both, like, gripping our hands together until our knuckles are just white, because I could tell that I was like the only thing keeping Shmandy from flying off the handle.
So eventually, the guy who came to back up gets in the squad car, kind of looks back at us. At this point, they had, like, all of our IDs. They were running background checks to make sure none of us had any, like, outstanding warrants. And they gave all that back. He got in the front seat, and he was like, so you guys realize how stupid this was, right? We were like, yeah, totally, real stupid. And he was like, okay, well, my buddy over there, who, like, slightly outranks me, wanted to take you in, but I convinced him that the paperwork just wasn't worth it. So, where do you guys live? And we're like, we all live in Lakeview. And he was like, okay, get in the car. Don't do this again. He proceeded to give us a ride back to our apartment. Along with short time. So in the end, not only did I get off scot-free, but I got a free ride back to my apartment. So what I've learned from this is that I've had such great karma thus far for doing such idiotic things that at some point I just gotta stop doing idiotic things. Because at some point it's definitely gonna catch up with me. Thanks. Woo! Woo!
What I always wanted to do on campus but didn't for fear of campus police retribution is drive my car on the quad like the campus cars would drive. You know, wouldn't that have been the best?
I saw somebody get pulled over on the quad.
Yeah. That's why I didn't do it. I knew it would happen, but damn, I wanted